Good morning, Chair and committee members. My name is TJ Cobb, and I'm the Enterprise Quality Director for the Department of Health and Human Services. I'm here to provide you all with a brief update on the department's quality management efforts. So I'll share my screen just for some quick highlights of our previous discussions regarding the department's quality management strategy. So as you all know, we're working to move a quality management approach forward that aims to unite the organization's stakeholders in a common goal, improving processes, products, and services to achieve consistent success. And so during the last time we connected, I was able to give a lot of details on the quality management strategy and all of the approaches and frameworks that align with executing it. And so what we know from that is we're really aiming to create a system that's going to prioritize monitoring, evaluation, and learning functions for accountability. And so with this, we're going to be prioritizing and focusing on supporting our program implementation, contributing to organizational learning climate, ensuring compliance and accountability, also increasing transparency and opportunity for organization transformation. And then lastly here, just making sure that we're positioned to be able to promote and recognize accomplishments as well. And then just again, always wanting to continue iterating that successful quality management was never intended to be only one individual's responsibility, and just making sure that we're bringing everyone along the way in this process. And so when we also connected previously, you were able to learn more details and insights on action items to help build our priority of a monitoring and evaluation function for the department. And so today I'm going to present a few updates and share some activities around where we are with some of our goals for building the infrastructure for that monitoring evaluation function for the department. And so with strengthening coordination across service areas, we have been meeting frequently with our monitoring and evaluation leaders across the department and giving them an opportunity to share out some of the work that they're doing to generate more alignment and opportunities for collaboration. So we do have an upcoming leadership meeting following the one we had last month. We have one in a few weeks where we're going to continue discussing what our training needs are for their teams and identifying commonalities across the department to start allocating resources and training. So some of the conversations that we've been discussing have involved, or training topics that we have been discussing have involved logic model development, Power BI, utilizing Power BI, and then also data visualizations. So we'll continue having those conversations. We've also talked about other areas around data requests, processes, as well as looking at participant data collection measures and how those will inform some of the other work that's happening with our key performance indicators that are being developed, which I'll get into a little bit later. And then along with that, as we think about the information that we're collecting from participants, wanting to make sure that we are identifying what are going to be some of our key performance indicators and recognizing that there are some data collection points that will vary across service areas throughout the department, and being able to identify what will be the key points that we'll be elevating at a department level. But in addition to that, also collaborating and coordinating with the county's Office of Equity, as well as Strategy, Budget, and Performance Office, as there's some county-level work that's in progress that aligns directly with what we are doing here within DHHS, as well as within BHS, and so making sure that not only are we coordinated within the department, but as a department, we're coordinating beyond our service areas, but with other county enterprises as well. So that's an update as far as some of the activities that we're doing with strengthening and coordinating across our service areas. When we look at executing frequent performance reviews, that also ties into our ongoing stakeholder engagement. So not only is it meeting as leaders internally, but also giving opportunities to connect here with you all and giving those updates on how efforts are going, as well as having frequent updates with our health and human service needs strategy planning committee. I'm pretty sure I butchered their name, but we have been meeting with them frequently as well, and connecting directly with Supervisor Rowland around performance measures and key performance indicators. And then in addition to that, I do want to inform you all that we have taken on some efforts as far as refining the department's strategic goals to give more clarity to the work and translate them into more operational items that people are going to be able to connect their work directly with. And so that's also going to better position the department to measure outcomes and impact, and not just, and moving us beyond just measuring outputs. So I look forward to presenting that to you all once it's in that phase, and that work will also inform how some of our roadmaps and or operation plans are going to be developed, which our leadership will be working on in the next quarter or so. So as far as enforcing data quality management mechanism, I mentioned some of the work that is happening with figuring out what's going to be the most key information to collect from participants at a department level. But we've also been having discussions around data request policies and processes, and understanding that across the department, our monitoring evaluation teams are receiving requests for data. And these requests are not just, you know, the annual, quarterly, frequent reporting requests that we know are already in place. But it could be any type of request, whether it's from a key stakeholder, whether it's from the public, whether it's from the media. But essentially, as we move forward and pushing quality management, we want to make sure that we're creating processes to allow for us to produce quality products, that meaning data reports as well. And so as we're having conversations about what it looks like to create a policy, we've been sharing things around creating a data request form that gives a little bit more insight into what the data request is, what the need is, making sure that the data that is being requested is actually available. And we know some of that is going to entail a level of data literacy. So those are some other pieces of information and ideas that we are incorporating into how we move forward with enforcing a data quality management mechanism. And then also there have been efforts underway to build up and implement a data governance for the department. And I know Dr. Badger is on the call, and she's been leading that effort and coordinating amongst some of our BHS leaders as well as other leaders across the department to get that work moving. So I'm sure she'll be able to speak to some of those updates when the time is appropriate. But I definitely want to make sure that you all are aware of that as well, as far as it being very aligned and instrumental to enforcing a data quality management mechanism. And then the last piece here around building capacity. As we work to continue coordinating across the department, we are identifying needs that exist across our team services. And in order to implement and execute and address those needs, we are working to continue building our team at the department level to help coordinate some of those efforts across the department. And so we have approval of a few monitor and evaluation, aka quality related positions that are in process for approval. So that'll help ensure that we're building capacity to be able to implement some of these department level needs that we know exist, as well as the piece I mentioned before around training, making sure that our current staff have the skills and resources that they need to be able to execute some of our new initiatives across the department. So those are some of the high-level activities that are happening as it relates to building our infrastructure to ensure that we have a solid monitor and evaluation function. In addition to those activities, we're also working to ensure that we are aligning our team's functions. So we know that there's a lot of monitoring and evaluation activities happening across the department, but how and where they're happening vary. So as we go through our reorg processes, we're ensuring that those activities are appropriately aligned and assigned to the appropriate teams with the appropriate talent and resources to be able to implement and execute those key activities appropriately and with quality. So for example, when we think about developing and identifying performance measures, we want to make sure that we understand what it takes to identify appropriate performance measure, and a key activity with that being grounded in research and making sure that as a key activity being research, that responsibility for developing performance measures is sitting within the right team. So those are some of the strategies and tactics that we're considering when we're thinking about developing out the infrastructure and aligning our talent with the organization's needs. So those are my updates, overall updates for where we are with quality management. I'll stop here. I'll also stop sharing my screen to see if anyone has any questions, feedback, or other comments. Thank you.
Thank you for the update. I don't have any questions. It's always a delight to hear where things are headed and what's moving forward. Rachel, any questions for you?
No, not for me.
Okay.
Thank you, TJ.
Thank you all.